The Trump administration has softened its plans to crack down on Chinese investment in the U.S. today, deciding to update existing laws instead of issuing stricter limits through executive action. It's part of the administration's effort to pressure China to change its economic and trade policies and to protect American-made technology. Here's Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin this morning on CNBC.
I don't expect this to have any significant economic impact on the overall economy. We have a very large open investment policy. Again, passive investments are welcome. We're talking about a small part of the economy that's critical technology, critical infrastructure that we intend to protect.
Joining us now is NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. And Scott, first, why this reversal from the administration? Did the president see the stock market dropping yesterday and change course?
Well, Jeremy, there's been sort of a tug of war going on between the kind of good cops in the administration, and Secretary Mnuchin would be in that camp, and the bad cop, more hardline trade advisors like Peter Navarro. It seems in this case the good cops have prevailed, at least for the moment, although the White House insists that they are not going easy on China, that this is still an effective way to confront what the administration sees as China's unfair acquisition of U.S. high-tech know-how.
But they're going easier than they were going yesterday.
They had certainly floated the idea, or factions within the administration had floated the idea, that there would be a more of a sweeping crackdown on China's investment in the United States. When the president first talked about this back in March, it looked as if he were calling for some sort of across-the-board limit on China's investment in U.S. technology firms. And just as recently as this week, there had been suggestions of something more sweeping. But as I say, there's been a tug-of-war that has played out very much in public. And some of the stock market gyrations you've talked about, I think, have reflected the uncertainty of which way the administration is going to go here.
Even today, a lot of volatility in the stock market. Now, the changes that are to come involve giving more power to the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. What can you tell us about that?
This is an existing committee that's been around for a long time and that looks at, on a case-by-case basis, when China wants to make an investment in the United States. It has blackballed certain past investments. There was an effort at one point by a Chinese firm to buy Unical, and CFIUS put the kibosh on that. Congress has been looking at legislation that would strengthen the powers of CFIUS, this Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. And that's another thing that has perhaps changed the administration's equation, is the confidence that Congress is in fact going to pass something. The House passed a bill yesterday on an overwhelming margin. It's already cleared the Senate, so they just need to work out the differences between the two versions now. And the confidence that in fact Congress was going to stiffen the spine of CFIUS may be another reason that the administration decided to pursue that vehicle rather than taking some sort of administrative action.
What's all this done, and the tariffs as well? What has all this done to the U.S. relationship with China?
Here again, there's kind of been a good cop, bad cop aspect to this. The administration insists that President Trump and President Xi of China have a good relationship. They cooperate in lots of areas, but certainly there continues to be trade friction and talk of an all-out trade war.
One would question whether we're already in one right now. That's NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley in Washington. Scott, thank you.
You're welcome, Jerry.